On this morning's Press Pass, we are joined by a new member of the Investigative Post staff, Kate Kay. With over two decades in journalism, she's returning to her hometown after being away 23 years. And with that, she brings a fresh perspective and some important concerns to one of the region's most dynamic subject matters.
Huge changes in terms of economic development, all the money that's been pumped into the waterfront. And I would say that it's interesting that there is a lot of talk about that, but it seems like there's a lot of forgotten east side of the city happening. People are not necessarily as clued in always to the huge gap in terms of where the money's going.
Yeah, that's interesting because economic development's really going to be your beat or in essence your beat for Investigative Post.
And you see
right off the bat, you kind of see a part of the story that's not being told.
I think it's not being told to the degree and with the emphasis that it requires. I think there's a lot of rah-rah-rah around some of the economic development projects here that are important and making a difference. But there's not as much focus as there should be on the struggles of people living in on the east side, especially.
Kate Kay arrives with an expertise on another key societal matter, the use of personal data by political campaigns and marketers. Working with trade magazines like Advertising Age, she was able to get an early and extensive look at how companies scrape data and how that information would be sold and shared in the marketplace. She also drew attention to the many privacy concerns over data scraping.
I think maybe around 2006 started to investigate how political campaigns were using voter data in that conversation and in that when they were trying to reach voters online, how were they looking at actually publicly available data from voter files? How were they taking that information and, you know, having a better understanding of who the voters are, who they want to reach, and how to reach them online.
What about ethics? I know you spend a lot of time, like you even mentioned, working on and covering ethics involved in data scraping or data scraping. Are any companies trying to set limits on what they are mining, what they are scraping, and how they go about using it? Is there any sense, any ethical sense developing that should make us feel safe?
There are entities and individuals who focus a lot on developing ethical standards for the use of data. I would say in general, when we're talking about how corporations and political campaigns use data, they're going to push the envelope every time.
Kate Kay, we're looking forward to having you as a frequent guest here
on
Press Pass.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.